Hey guys, Tim Darnell here. So excited to be on this Team Freedom call and want to welcome everybody that's live on the call. And then we're going to be putting this up at timdarnell.org later on. And so that'll be accessible to people that have missed the call or would like to hear it. We're getting a lot of viral activities on that site with the various trainings, and a lot of other groups are using those trainings. So I feel very excited that they choose to do that. So you guys can get people to those trainings, especially people that are on your team and didn't make the call. It's a great, great thing to do. So we had a great day today. I just got a call from a buddy of mine. I've known him, probably 35 years, and he had terminal liver cancer, and that's what Kathy's mother died from. And they said he had a 99% chance of dying, and he had adrenal gland cancer as well. And so 2 days ago, the test came up, and they were the cancer is completely gone. And he called me, and he said, he was so excited about it, but he said, I knew it. I knew it was gone. We've been praying about it, and I knew that everybody had been praying about it. And I just knew. I just knew it was gone. I just really appreciate his faith and, you know, that happening. I want to transfer that to each of our lives here and say, look, guys, let's pray in earnest faith for any and everything that we're looking to accomplish here. And that includes people that have illness. Jesus is the great healer. By his stripes we are healed. That includes relationships that have gone afoul or gone awry. You may have a betrayal in your midst, or somebody that you know has a betrayal. One of our top leaders on our team has had a betrayal that none of us can believe. I mean, our jaws have dropped. It's just amazing what's happened there. And so that's the time to turn to prayer and really believe in those prayers being answered. It certainly has to do with your business, our business, my business, your business. We're all in this together. And the more I can help each one of you on this line and the ones that are not on the line, everybody's business benefits from that because of this compensation plan. It's structured that way. And so one thing I sent out this week was a form. Sharon Reese helped out on that as well. The form on how to use Facebook, and it's on a site. If you guys tell me the name of that site, it's, what is it?
IsaTelCell.
IsaTelCell, TelCell. IsaTelCell. That's a Facebook page, a great page to get on. Mary Grogan is using it, and Sharon's using it quite a bit. And so what that does is it alerts people on that page that we want you to go ahead and put a comment on our post. And the reason we do that is because if you don't have sufficient comments on a post, only 7% of your entire friend base is going to see it. If you have 10 posts or more and several hearts on there, several loves on there, then the odds that 80%+ are going to see it go extremely high. And so the point is, that's a marketing idea right there. It's a real important marketing idea. First of all, you need to be posting more. Most people on Team Freedom are not posting near enough. Some of you are. Some of you are real good at it. Mary Grogan, great at posting. And so you're doing a great job on that. But you've got to mix it up with your people. And here's the deal about Facebook. We're going to talk about what we're going to accomplish here, the how-tos. Once you decide what you're going to accomplish, what that is exactly, the how-tos are going to take care of themselves. The how-tos here, they're simple. They're available everywhere, particularly isogenicsbusiness.com, your own back office. Their mentorship is available from myself and some of our leaders, Rick and Sharon Reese for sure. And so you can... You want to fine-tune your skills on some of those how-tos, but, man, it's more important to understand what are you going to accomplish and when are you going to accomplish it. When that's clear in your mind, the how-tos take care of themselves. We're not hung up on how-tos. In fact, you could do it almost completely wrong, but if you know you're going to accomplish, let's say it's executive on September 30th, then the how-tos are going to happen. You're going to learn the how-tos, and they're certainly available all over the place. So you just want to hone your craft and get better at that. And so if you're not going to hone your craft, then what you're going to do, you're going to come across as just basically as unknowledgeable about how to do this business, and you'll probably not come across as a leader. Leaders build teams. They're able to do so because they took the time to be mentored, and then proactively they learned basic skills here. Isagenix University is a great place for the basic skills, and so you immerse yourself in Isagenix skills at an Isagenix university, and you do that for 3 days. And so at the end of those 3 days, you weren't on your phone all the time. You weren't at work. You weren't thinking about family matters. You're thinking about how to become better at Isagenix. And so you contract a lot of learning into one brief period of time, and it's so powerful. That's what really launched our business. I went to an ICU about 2 weeks into my enrolling, and Jay got me there, and I thought I was going to have to fast the entire time because I had no money. But man, I'll tell you one thing, what I learned there, it took me to the next level, and it got me confident in what we were going to do. So these basic skills are not hard. The more you master them, then you can teach those skills to your people, use them and teach them. And that's what a leader does. And so you also, when you have the skills, you're going to have more confidence. And so with more confidence comes more contacting. This is a contacting sport. And then more effective contacting, the more confidence that you have. The more confidence you come across, the more passion that you come across with your people, the more likely they are to join you on your team. And that's what we're doing. We're building a team here. So some of our Team Freedom people, they don't contact at all. If they do, it's few and far between. Others are way too reluctant to enter into the dialogue with friends or with strangers. And then some of us will talk to everybody. And the more, the better. Who do you think is going to win? You know, it's the ones that I'm reaching out and striking up conversations with vagrants, man. I mean, anybody. It doesn't matter. I'm striking up conversations and finding out who they are, hearing their story, and it may be the first time they've had a chance to tell their story to anybody in maybe years. And so all of a sudden, you become a very important person in that person's life that you would dare to listen to their story. So let's go back to Facebook right here. We don't have a choice about Facebook. I have some people tell me, well, I only check Facebook 3 or 4 times a week. I said, well, that's unacceptable. That's just unacceptable. You don't have a choice. This is the 21st century method of communicating. It's amazingly powerful. It's at our disposal. It's free. And frankly, we cannot avoid it. So if you have reservations or intimidation or apprehension or reluctance or any other compunction, or any other big word like that you may have about using Facebook, you need to get over that and start using it and start posting. I posted a picture. Most of you have seen it. Many of you have commented on it. My good friend Kirk Taylor, he actually sings in my group Hats, and so we've been real close for a long time. We've sung at church together. He's just a sweetheart of a guy, but he's had a weight problem forever. And for years in Isagenix, he never really got serious about it. Well, recently he got serious about it. And you guys saw that before and after picture, and I'm telling you, the guy looks like $1 million. And I'm just so proud of him. So what you want to do is you want to go post comments on anything like that. And I don't care if it's me or anybody on Team Freedom or even not on Team Freedom. You need to get in there and help the team out by commenting. Now, here's the rule, and I know probably 5% of you have read the document that I posted and really encourage you to read. People just will not read these days. And so I'm going to just tell you some of the key features of it. And that is when you make a post, you need to use 4 or more words in the comment. If you do, that's great. Google does not recognize that as a comment, and it doesn't boost the rankings on there. And you need to use the heart symbol is more profound than the like symbol. And so there's just little things about that. I really, really beg you to go read that document and really get familiar with some basic ideas about algorithms. If that word scares you, don't worry about it. It's just simple ways to post better and more dynamically. If Mary posts something on there, you'd be the first one to get on there and say something about that post. It helps Mary. Mary's maybe in your organization. She may be under you, or she may be above you, putting people under you. Or you may not even be related, but the point is that you want Mary successful. When we announce rank advancements here, that's so exciting for everybody. People say, man, if Mary can do it, I can do it. And so it stimulates everybody to move forward. So I just encourage you to mix it up on Facebook and don't avoid it. Some people are like 3 and 4 days before they go check it. Well, that's our primary source of information, a primary source of announcements, primary source of whether you know that we've got a new shake or not, or it's out, which happened in a matter of hours this time because the shake was so incredibly popular. Now, that may come back because of the fact that there was a computer glitch and a lot of people were getting orders. They wanted to only order 6 or 10, and the computer marked them down for 20 or 30 or 40, and it signaled that we were out of the product. So it may be that they announced that that glitch is taken care of and the product is available again just within hours or a few days or whatever. So that's exciting information right there to understand. But anyway, if you care about growing your business, then you're going to get on Facebook. If you don't care about growing your business, that's fine. But, you know, that's more of a sign that you really don't care about other people. Now, let me say that one more time. People, we grow this business because we care about other people. If you think this is all about making money, and that's great, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, everything's right about that. But think about the impact you're making on other people's lives. I mean, we're literally going to save people's lives by just opening our mouths about Isagenix. So if you care about business, about people, you'll build the business. And if you care about building the business, you'll be more present on Facebook. So it all intertwines. It's all one concept right there. And so I want to encourage you to really help. If you see Randy Rubin make a post on Facebook, if you see Rick Reese make a post on Facebook, if you see Tooney make a post on Facebook, if Teresa Rohrer makes one about Isagenix, then get in there and help them out by giving a more than 4-word comment at the bottom of that. It's up to all of us. As a team, we move forward. If we're out there and strangers and we're not supporting each other, then nobody wins. So here's another point I want to make to you, and that is as soon as somebody shows interest in, so let's say it's a Facebook post or something like that, try to get offline with them as quickly as possible. In other words, offline and onto the phone with them. Most all of my business has happened on phone calls. Most of you know that. Not even belly to belly, which is great, but that doesn't happen near as much these days. So if you haven't talked with a prospect on Facebook yet and they're showing signs of interest, that and so what you want to do at an opportune time, you can say something like, hey, Betty, I want to give you my contact information. Here's my cell number, and here's my email address. I wanted you to have this information. And you know something? I wouldn't mind having yours as well if you don't mind. And so you make it real innocuous, real simple, unless that person's unduly afraid. And if they are, they're not going to build the business anyway. But if they're, you know, if they're real fearful, then that's not your prospect there. That's not a good prospect for you. So, but otherwise, most people are glad to exchange information at that point. And then you can pop on and just give them a call. Usually at nighttime is better. Sometimes lunch is good. Sometimes early morning is good. Saturdays are great. Sundays are great. But just any time, just give them a call and find out about them. Get them to tell their story. Find out what's going on in their life. What are your challenges? What are you excited about? What do you do? And that will all lead to Isagenix coming up at some opportune moment in that phone call. It will happen. It just always happens with me. There's some point where you go, oh, there it is, bam. And so if they will not come offline, then you can private message them periodically. And so you can do that until they reach the point where they're ready to exchange some of their information. So be sure to show interest in other people. I want you to write that down because that's so important here. Show interest in other people. Don't be just a ship that passes in the night. Be somebody that cares about other people. Be interested in them. Statements or thoughts will emerge in the ensuing conversation that will be relevant to saying, oh, have you heard of Isagenix? And so when that time comes, that's when you want to, just get into that discussion. Okay, another point that I've seen over the week, and I base most of my trainings on conversations with you guys all throughout the week, things that have occurred with my prospects, new prospects, team members and that kind of thing. So here's the thing that you want to do with prospects. One of the things that you're doing amidst all of this, you're making a friend, number one. You're making a friend. You're also qualifying your prospects. You're qualifying your prospects. Instead of you trying to convince them of something, think about this. You need to determine whether that's a person that is qualified for your time. Because, man, when you enroll somebody in this business, it takes a lot of time to deal with that person. It's fun. It can be fun the entire time, but it is involved. And so do you really want to put that person in your business? A lot of times I'll say, heck no. I'm sorry, but love you, man. Can I help you in any other way? But here's what we have to have, and I've told Rick and Sharon this 1,000 times, and they know this, is that we have to have motivated people. Motivated people. That's what we're looking for. When I say qualified people, I'm talking about finding out if they're motivated with their health and with their financial well-being. If they're motivated in those areas, then we can talk. If they're not, who do you know that's motivated in those areas? So I'm specifically looking for people that are motivated regarding improving their health. My new moniker, and Kathy thought of this, is my hashtag is Nutrition Evangelist. Nutrition Evangelist. Now, you can use that if you want to. You can use anything you want. But the point is that's the way I feel about what we're doing here. When I see people in terrible nutritional shape, and you all see it every day, then I really, that's a person that I feel sorry for. I have compassion for them, and I'd love to get to know them and get to meet them, give them my card, get their information, and just enter into dialogue if they're motivated about improving their health. Now, a lot of people that are way overweight or they look bad, they are not motivated, and you guys know that. I'm not telling you guys anything new, but we got to find, that's up to us. That's our deal, is to find out whether they're motivated or not. So if you find yourself having to convince somebody, then in all probability they don't qualify for Isagenics or your time. Don't even do it. In fact, I've trained on this for years, is draw a circle, put the word convince inside that circle, and then draw a diagonal line through convince from both ends of the circle, you know, on the diameter of that circle, because we're not in the convincing business. Now, we do have passion and we're excited, but we are here to qualify them and make sure these people, and guess what? When you qualify them, they're going to respect you more. If you come in pitching, it's going to drive them backwards, and they're not going to like it, and they're not going to want to get involved with you even as a friend. So love them regardless. Help them regardless, but don't count on them to be one of your 10 consultants to get you to executive if they don't show proper motivation. So no harm, no foul. You met somebody. You've got new information on them. They've got information on you. Maybe you can send them some extra information later on. Their timing might be different later on. And so I choose to be joyful with every single person, whether they resonate with Isagenics or not. Okay, so I talked about that document in Team Freedom. It's under forms, and that document is gold. And I know most people have not read it because I'm looking at your posts, and they're two-word posts or one-word posts, not using the heart sign there. And so you want it, or they're not posting at all. And so you've got to mix it up. You've got to get in there and really contribute. You want to engage and contribute. If I had to turn you loose and you had to do a training right now, I would want you to do the training on the two words, engage and contribute. Now, see, it's totally up to every single person because this is a volunteer army here. It's a volunteer team. And so whether you commit to doing that or not, that's totally up to you. I'm not going to try to coerce anybody to engage and contribute, but I'm going to explain that that's what we really need to do. If you really want to be part of the team and really grow this team and grow your own team, then you really want to engage and contribute. My first 4 years in this business, I never, ever, ever, ever missed a call. Never. Never missed a call. I was on every single call. Jay could count on me to be there. And pretty soon I was doing the calls because I was reliable and dependable and committed to those calls. And so it's up to you whether you do it or not. For me, it was no question. I wasn't going to debate that. Every time a call came up, oh, I wonder if I'm going to be on this call or not. No, hell no, I'm on the call. That's it. And so the only calls I ever missed were when Kathy and I were on trips that we won from the company, Maui, Hawaii for a week, King George Hotel in Paris, France for a week, all expenses paid, both of those. The Bahamas, all expenses paid. Down at Paradise, what's the name of that place? Incredible place down in the Bahamas. Anyway, Hilton Head, South Carolina, phenomenal, just incredible. Scottsdale, Arizona, the Princess Hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona, all expenses paid. Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel, California, one of the most beautiful locations looking out over the sea I have ever in my life been to, and Kathy and I enjoyed that together. Only time we ever missed calls, ever. We're dog committed to it. You could not get me off the calls, and that has resulted in just profound success here. And so I encourage you to be that person, and several of you on this call are those people. You're committed to the calls. So, in fact, we had a bunch more calls per week than we had now. We had like four or five calls a week back then. Here we have one or two calls, and people, you know, a lot of people will commit to it, and a lot don't. So, again, it's a volunteer sport, and so I chose to be on the calls, period. I didn't sit around thinking, am I going to be on the call? No, there was no wavering whatsoever. I am on the calls, period. And so I hope that you will learn to engage and contribute on the calls. When I leave it open for time at the end of the calls, you ought to be the first person to speak up and say your mind, what is going through your mind when you get on a call like this. And that puts you into leadership mode when you do that. So let's go back to what it is we're going to accomplish. September is about a week away from now, and those who go executive during the next month are going to vacation with Kathy and me in Cancun, Mexico, with most of your expenses paid. So let me ask you, what are you thinking here? Are you thinking, oh, that's too hard? See, I've opened this up. It's not the top three. It's everybody that goes executive. Or are you thinking, wonder which bags I'm going to use for luggage, and do I need to buy some new clothes for this trip? That's what you ought to be thinking right there. That's what Kathy and I were thinking every trip. We said, we're going. It's just, we're going. Forget it. It's not, is it too hard, or is it, can I be the one to do this or not? No, no, no. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking we are going to be on that trip, period. And so we ended up on those trips, and they're trips, memories of a lifetime, some of the most beautiful locations literally on this planet. So I want to end up with talking about excuses real quick here, and it's not a real exciting subject, but every excuse that I have is costing me incredible days of my life that I can and should be experiencing. Let's turn that around to the second person here. Every excuse that you have, every brain game that you're playing is costing you the incredible days of your life that you can and should be experiencing right now. And so some of my team, every time I talk to them, it's excuse after excuse after excuse, or they're telling me all about their problems, which means they're thinking about their problems rather than focusing on building their business and focusing on their vision and focusing on what it is they want to accomplish. So we have got to be patrolling our brains, knowing that what we think about is what comes about. What we focus on comes about. So are we focusing on going to Cancun? Are we focusing on going executive? Are we focusing on X amount of dollars, 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star? What are we thinking about? What are we focusing on? And that's what will come to pass. What we focus on is what we get. So can you see the problem on focusing on your problems? I'm a good barometer on that. When I talk to you on the phone and all I hear about is problems, I'm going, well, guess what they're going to get more of? They're going to get more of their problems. Let's talk about exciting. Let's talk about the numbers on our team that we're going to have. Let's talk about the rank advancement that you're going to have and the rank advancement that people on your team are going to have. The people that we're putting in place for executive, which ones are they? I don't even use pencil when I put those names into the map to executive. I put them in pen. And if need be, I'll go get another sheet and start over. But I believe in the fact that they're going to go executive so much that I put it in pen instead of being tentative and wondering whether a person's going to go consultant or not. No, they're going consultant. Consultant is nothing. consultant is the easiest thing in the world. And so we're going consultant. Let's get that done. Let's get that done in the first day or two that we're involved in the business. I've had many people on this team go consultant the day they enroll. It's that easy if we think it's that easy and we put our minds to it. So anyway, just some ideas right there. What are you going to accomplish here? What is it, and when are you going to do it? And let's be resolute about it. Let's be absolute about it instead of tentative. Let's get serious about this thing, quit playing with it, quit dipping our toes into the water, and jump in full force and make this thing happen. Guys, I'm telling you, there has been nothing like this in Kathy's in my life. Nothing. I mean, it's been so fantastic. It's been surreal for us. And it can be surreal for you if you just make that decision. It's a choice to make that decision. Engage and contribute. And so, anyway, that's the talk tonight, and we've got several minutes here. I'd love to hear comments on what you're thinking about. This should stimulate some thinking here. And so who's a leader and who would like to step up?
Hey, Tim, it's Mary. I've just got some quick comments. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for letting me jump in. With the ISA Tell Sell, I would say the enrollment that I had this week was directly a result of the social proof and edification arising out of posts on my page. I heard from a woman I didn't know that I'd written in June of last year with a note that said, Facebook recommends that the two of us should be friends. And in all of those months passed, and I got a note from her on Sunday that said, how much does it cost to join your program? And, Tim, I called you when we were chatting back and forth because it was like ping pong. I was talking, then she was talking, then I was talking, and she was talking. And, Tim, you said, for the benefit of everyone else, you need to get her off the phone or off the Internet and tell her if you are serious about this. We need to have a conversation. That's exactly what I said. I said, you know what, if you're serious about this, we need to get on the phone. Boom. And it was done. Unfortunately, I was not able to enroll her Sunday because I couldn't hear her a certain email address that I needed. So I'm right now to check right now for $29 to reimburse her for the enrollment that she missed. And then back again to the ISATEL. When somebody does a post about cleansing, if all of you, or if the people who are responding to you, if everyone says, this makes me crazy, it's like a shower on the inside. I mean, that's not relevant. I mean, it's relevant maybe to hear it once. You don't want to hear that from everybody. You don't want to see canned statements appearing, you know, row after row in your comments. So when you're commenting, make sure that your comments are relevant and they're from the heart and meaningful. People who respond to you will do the same. And I think that was it. Great call. Love you all. I do feel the excitement in our team. And I'm looking forward to Cancun.
That's awesome. You're going. It's going to be fantastic. And so great information right there. So you got some private messages going on, and you exchanged it about four or five times, and you said, what should I do? And I said, get her offline right now, and here's your verbiage. The verbiage is, if you're serious about this, let's talk on the phone. What is your phone number? And so you took the reins of the horse ride that you were on there. It was a wild bronc and buck. You weren't going anywhere. You're going up and down, and all of a sudden you took the reins, and you got that horse under control. And so that is so great, Mary. Congratulations on that enrollment. And so now that you enrolled her this week, you're up for double PIBs.
Yes, so. I'm working on that. Yep.
That's awesome. All right, we got time for another one. Who else would like to step up?
This is Sharon.
I heard Sharon, I think. And we got somebody else on there. But Sharon, go ahead.
Just a quick comment on the ISATEL cell. If you go on there and you don't have anything that you have developed that you can post on your timeline, there are lots and lots of ideas that you can get as you go in and comment on other people's posts. And they will be very, you can take those ideas and post them on your own timeline. And that is extremely helpful.
That's a great point. Great point. Thank you, Sharon. Real good. And who else had stepped up there? I didn't get your voice.
There was Tooney.
Hey, Tooney, come on out.
Well, I'm going to say what I said to you on the Paul Harvey thing. We've just got to get out of our own way and get this thing going and quit being afraid and hem-hawing around.
Tooney, you are one of the most likable people on the planet. And I just tell you that not to, you know, blow smoke up your hind end there, but I'm just telling you, you are delightful to be around. People, you look great, and
that's right.
And everybody on this call. We think about our insecurities sometimes, and I'm not pointing you out at all, Tooney, but we tend to do that. All of us do. I've done it and still do it every once in a while. But, man, get out there and just love on people. Love on people. And this thing is so fun when you do that. You have a loving relationship with somebody, especially somebody you hadn't known before. This is just so great to do that. And Tooney, I see great things for you. Do we see Cancun for you, Tooney?
I can't go that far right now.
All right. Do we see director for you?
Well, yeah, because that's just the next step now.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go back and look in your back office and see where you're at right now. But it's just a matter of putting the pieces in place. And so
I've got two guys that would be phenomenal at this because they're business guys.
Oh, that's awesome. What are their names?
One's Jimbo Bernard. He's from Little Rock. And the other one is Tommy Papasan. He's an insurance salesman.
Okay, Jimbo and Tommy. Where's Tommy from?
He's from over around Dardanelle, around Russellville, Arkansas.
All right. Well, he's going to speak to Tim Dardanelle, so we're going to get those two guys started. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Tooney. Great stuff. I just want to encourage you every step of the way here.
All righty.
Okay, good. We got time for one more. Who wants to speak up?
Hey, I wanted to know if you that executive before, but you need to do it again. If you just do 10 more new consultants, does that qualify?
Okay, say that again. Carolyn, it's real muffled here. I didn't even recognize it was you. Are you on speakerphone or?
Yeah, I was. I am. Hang on just a second.
That's better.
What I was going to say is if you've done executive before, but can you do it again, just doing 10 new consultants?
You certainly can. And you might say a word about that trip, Carol, because you went on it a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was awesome. First of all, it's only all expense paid trip I've ever been on. It was fun going to Mexico. It was actually my first time to go down there. So for some people, it may be old hat, but for me, it was my first time. So I thought it was great. It was fun, beautiful, different change of scenery from Colorado and stuff. So I recommend going for it. And so therefore, if you tried to go for it again, just need to do 10 new consultants.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Let's make it 9. Let's make it 9.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
You've already done it once. You've already done it once, so guess what?
You can do it again.
That's right. That's right. Exciting.
Go.
Exciting. Put me
can
to work.
Repeat, can you repeat the time frame on it? Because I think I missed that a while ago.
It's the September 30th is the deadline, so we've got 5 weeks here.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Hey, guys, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Love each and every one of you. God bless you. You have greatness in you that you have not discovered. You have pure greatness that is waiting. And I believe the only way you're going to do that, there may be some other routes that you could find your greatness, but I believe that Isogenics is going to take you and it's going to force you to come up with the greatness that God has given you and he wants you to experience. And I believe there's no better platform than right here at Isagenix. You're going to help so many people along the way that it's just absolutely amazing. So God bless you. I love you. This will be recorded on timdarnell.org. Get your team to come listen to this once it's posted. Y'all have a fantastic night.
Thank you, Tim. Bye. Love you. God bless.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.